Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Josh, the mood in that locker room, and I guess the explanation for that performance from a veteran standpoint, how hard is it to swallow?
No, I mean, it's very hard. I mean, just not how you expect to play. We had a really, really good upbeat week of work, and just, you know, thought we were very prepared coming into this game, and then to come out here and perform that way is just, it's unacceptable, and we got to be better than that. And just every man's got to look at himself and ask what he can do better. And I know that'll start, with me, and how I'll approach it, and just look at the things I could do to help us play better. And just didn't do that today.
How much of it for you was rust, just not playing? How much of it was getting back on the same page with guys you haven't been in game situations with? I know you're not a guy that would use any of that as an excuse.
No, I mean, I said it Wednesday, and it's not an excuse. I had a level that I expected to play at, and I didn't do it. I didn't come out and get that done, and that falls squarely on me and no one else. As a quarterback, you have an opportunity to affect the game, and every time you catch a snap, I hold myself to a standard that to come out and play winning football and lead this team to a win, and when you fall short of that, it's on you. So I shoulder that, and I know I can be better, and I will be.
Final question. You've been in a lot of organizations, and even this year you've had a different perspective looking at it from the sideline, more wide-angle lens. What has happened, do you think, collectively over the last month with this team, and what has to happen to make sure that trend doesn't continue after the bye week?
Well, we just have to take what we do in the week and take it to Sunday. And I think that's the most frustrating thing for all of us is the preparation has been there. This team is prepared week in and week out as good as, anywhere I've been, but we go out on Sunday and we don't execute, and so like I said, each man's got to look into himself and say what can I do throughout the week to take it up a notch and do what it takes to carry that preparation over to Sunday.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.